It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
So, huge weekend in the Lewis household, in my household. Indy turned 2.
Yeah, so, happy birthday, so, Indy.
Yeah, thanks, mate. We had a little barbecue with some friends and family on Saturday, and then yesterday we did a little bus trip into town because she's obsessed with buses. She's never been on a bus.
So
we topped up our Mikeys and we toughed it out.
Yeah.
It was lovely coming into town. Getting out of town wasn't so great, but that's fine. We shouldn't have gone to the Merville Street bus stop. That was our mistake. But we had little fish and chips near the helicopter pad there. The muscle guy, what's his name, Jerry or whatever. There's a guy who has his little boat and he does fish and chips off it.
Yeah.
And you can sit right next to the helipad. And then we went for a ride on the carousel, which she didn't love.
Oh.
She's like, Indy, have a go. Indy, have a go. So, like, all right, fine. Well, Dad will get up there with you. And I'm holding her. And as it starts moving around, she starts going up and down. She looks at me and she goes, I don't like it. And I said, oh, darling, you're right. You sure? And then she just grabs my arm real tight.
Aww.
And then she looks at me and she goes, woo.
Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Yeah, you okay?
I'm just reading this story. Okay. All right. I want to take you to church.
Okay.
Okay? We're going to go to South Africa for this one. Well done. That was a good flight. Pastor Chris Penelope of the Sevenfold Holy Spirit Ministries in Siyan Dani Village in Giani Limpopo.
Yes.
Has been accused of doing things a little bit differently in the church. Okay? Now, apparently, a lot of people aren't feeling too happy about it, but this is sort of a new way of, bringing God to the people. Okay?
Right. Okay. Hey, spirituality, very important.
It's so important.
I mean, especially in this age.
No judgment. However you're into it, you go to it.
Superficial.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, I put my crystals out in a full moon, so whatever you do, don't laugh.
Right. I didn't laugh.
Yes, you did.
I just had something caught in my throat.
Right. Okay. People have been flooding to this church.
Yeah.
Right? Because they've heard the rumours and they kind of want to see what he does.
Right.
But other people are leaving the church because they're like, nah, I'm not into this at all, okay?
Is it the snake gear?
No.
Is it the dancing?
No. He has argued that what he does is not by flesh but by faith.
Okay.
And he says that when he does this, no, they don't feel any pain because the Holy Spirit is in charge.
What?
What he does.
What is it?
He sits on them and he farts on them.
He does what?
He sits on them. He farts on them. And this is how he heals and blesses them, he says. The Holy Spirit.
So people.
Through him.
There's
vision of him here.
Yeah.
He's sitting on a guy.
Yeah.
And he's farting on him and he's holding him by.
That was a slapper.
He said, I don't fart on people.
Yeah.
I heal people. Now, some people have said, he says, we are not going to be intimidated.
What?
The body is the church and the head is Christ. You expect me to go and sit on the church? No. But then he will sit on people's heads.
I don't get
it. He goes, I must come directly to the head and sit on it.
Oh, it's got to be in the face region, does it?
Apparently, two unnamed sources from the church said many people don't mind what's going on, but they felt unhappy. Well, yeah. One, a 30-year-old man told the Daily Sun, when we come to church, it's because we need prayers, not to be fun.
Missed the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Speaking of Brad Johnson, well, he's semi here, but not in a formal capacity as of yet.
No.
So as we know,
he's doing his
don't
vocal.
Look at us, don't talk to us.
You're right. So we don't make eye contact with him. And do you know what? He doesn't smile until he's on. Until he works.
Oh, yeah.
When he's working, bang, that smile will light up the world.
Yeah, it does. The billboard out the front.
Is powered by
Jono.
But he doesn't smile, and that was the biggest surprise for me about learning, like meeting Brad Johnson and working with him, was that he's quite actually a a restrained, flat guy when he's not on camera.
Do you know what's really funny? What? Where he can't even try and not smile. Like his face won't physically allow him to do it. His face is like, no, I will not allow it.
He's doing the vocal warm-ups. Red leather, yellow leather.
La,
red
la, leather, la, yellow la. Leather. Jono in the house. Ah. And that kind of gear.
He's not doing any of that.
No?
No.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Joined by Brad Johnson for Prestige J-Coach along wherever your adventure takes you. Okay, so Jono.
I'm ready.
You came in for the first time last week and we discussed what we were going to do across the year and we thought, hey, let's do like a 3-2-1 votes.
Perfect.
And come up with the best player, Cats player of the year.
We might as well. We talk about the team, but let's celebrate the individuals that play well on the weekend.
We threw around some names for what the award could be called.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we come up with, Loggy?
We come up with Vest on Ground.
Or Vest and Fairest.
Vest and Fairest.
Oh, yeah?
Jono's Vest and Fairest.
I like that better, actually.
Yeah, because it's for the full year.
Yeah.
Right, so, okay, and that's the tie-in to Xena.
Yeah, we've got the Xena Vest, which protects the female players.
And then I'm thinking the winner at the end of the year, they'll come in and you'll present them with the Vest and Fairest Award, which is the vest.
Won't be able to wear because it's female.
No, but we can get a medal. Vest and Fairest medal.
Oh, I don't know if that's in the budget, Jono.
Oh. All right.
You're the one that's bringing all this to the table.
I'll put in my request now.
Yeah, please do that. We've got 6 months to work on it. Yeah.
We did have an idea for like a kind of a theme song for this competition, this whole process.
Well, you've got to build it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you're gonna.
Yeah, that's right.
So what I need for you is at the appropriate time to say the word vest.
Okay. I've got you.
You ready?
You'll
know. Let's go.
Here we go.
All right. You're sampling the vest.
Wait.
Vest.
I think that's all there
is. Yeah, that's it.
All right, I'm on it.
That was so bad. Loggy, you've got to sing it from now on, please.
Yeah, you've got to sing it.
Because I think you need to go, hold back on the word. Dial. 14 to 2.
Was that a bit aggressive?
Vest.
14 has been through enough. Vest. Okay. Okay.
Come on.
He's about 85 too, so just go easy.
Okay.
All right, let's go. The most important part of it.
Vest and Fairest for the Cats. So we're looking for a 3-2-1 vote for Cats players on the weekend. And it was not the best performance of the year.
No, it was difficult to find votes. Yeah. It really was from the weekend. So
I'm going
to
write it down.
Right,
so
I give one vote
to
Isaac Smith.
One
debut, 20-odd disposals, two goals. Well done.
Nice.
Perform well in Cats colours for the first time.
Love
well
it.
Done to Isaac Smith.
Yeah. Okay, next.
That's it.
For one vote. Yeah, I can't. No,
there's no two or three out of this game. Honestly.
What?
Honestly.
You wanted us to do this? You're not.
No, I'm only giving one vote. And that was to Isaac Smith was the best player and it was a one vote game.
Yeah.
He can improve as well.
Okay.
I guess
the team performance wasn't great. There was no four quarter performance. Isaac Smith was close to that. He gets the one.
Okay.
What happens in the Brownlow though? If the team is just absolute
either team.
No, because either team gets the we're just talking about one team here.
So
from a Geelong point of view,
nil.
You to get the two and three, you're gonna have to perform better than
So that's 1 point.
One to Isaac Smith. He's jumped in.
You can't have Rory Sloane coming second in the Geelong Vest and Fairest.
Can't give Tex Walker three votes, can I?
All right.
Well, this has been fun. We are well over time for 8:30 news. So thank you so much for coming in, and we will hopefully have a full 3-2-1 in Jono's Vest and Fairest next week. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.